Deer penis.
Feels like he's so much
deer
older
penis.
Than that.
Deer penis.
I don't think I like you anymore.
Dear Rodney.
You used to watch me shave.
No, you do is stare at the
floor. All right, who took a shit?
Drop this.
Oh, it's got to be Cowboy. No.
What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to another episode of The Elites. I'm your host, Aaron 1054. As always, the assistant to the assistant manager, Canes 87.
Yo, yo.
Beard, your company's computer guy. Why do you have to do that? Vegeta, my stepsis.
I don't know if he's here or not.
I think he's asleep. And then Ted, your neighborhood friendly ghost.
The usuals. We're back.
The usuals? You haven't been a usual since Nom.
You haven't been a usual since Captain or Lieutenant Dan could walk.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Ice cream.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is.
Jenny's got AIDS.
Arguably the second most quotable movie of all time.
Valid. I will go.
Stop it.
Vegeta, did you go night-night? I think he really did.
He's asleep.
I think he legitimately fell asleep.
Well, I mean, is that like our new thing in the ECFL?
God, I teed that one up. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't even think about it, and I teed it right up.
You delivered that.
It's right now in the fucking middle.
Just rolled it on in there.
That one too.
Anyway, Canes, you got the players of the week from this past week for us?
Yeah. All right, so we'll go offense since Beard's not a nominee this week.
Can't even win it when I tie league records.
You can't even rig the shit.
So, nominees this week were somebody left. Texas Tech halfback Geno McFly. Fresno quarterback Dan Norris, Louisiana Lafayette halfback Anthony Stover, ASU quarterback Jax James, Ole Miss wide receiver John Smith, ASU halfback Tamari Jones. Actually, Jax James went on there, my bad.
Wow.
I forgot to cross him off. UCF halfback DJ Boone and UTSA quarterback Leighton Lee.
I can't remember. I voted for a quarterback, but it was he had more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns.
That would be Leighton Lee.
That's who I went with.
Wow. Wow.
I thought that would have been Duke.
Why'd you say wow?
Wow.
Because he had more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns.
And over 200 rushing yards.
I didn't...
Who's the running back that had 200 rushing yards?
That was yours, wasn't
McFly.
It? Oh, no, that was McFly.
Yeah, he had 265 yards.
McFly's trying to turn into one of the top five running backs in the league. I think he actually is now, isn't he?
Dude, he done ran for almost 500 yards in 2 weeks. Sadly, he only had two touchdowns in that time.
This is a conversation for a different time. Never mind.
Okay. Let's keep it rolling.
All right, good.
So, with 28 of the 75 votes... It is quarterback Leighton Lee of UTSA, who went 30 of 43, 297 yards and two touchdowns and a pick, 21 attempts, 147 yards and four touchdowns.
There you go.
Coming in second was Geno McFly.
Five touchdowns from a quarterback. That's impressive. I'm glad it wins you player of the week.
Six touchdowns does, five doesn't.
Did he have six? I thought you just said 4-1.
Two. One interception.
Oh,
two passing, four rushing.
Yeah.
the interception should cancel one of those out. So whatever.
Oh, okay. Ted disappeared.
Good Lord.
They're dropping like flies.
They're just rolling right out of our hearts.
All right, let's head to the defense. On defense, you had Tulane corner Kaiser Washington, Tulane linebacker Tank Falco, who oddly enough isn't on here tonight, ASU strong safety Zumi Anderson, Arkansas linebacker Juwani Sims, Arkansas cornerback Bill Whitman, UCF strong safety Malcolm Ali, and UCF cornerback Ray Smash.
I think I voted for Tank because he had like 145 tackles in the first half.
I went with a cornerback that had like the three picks and the one touchdown, I think is what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, who was that?
That was Ray Smash of UCF.
Yeah, the guy that played Virginia Tech or something?
No. Who did UCF play?
It was like Virginia Tech.
I played – no, I didn't. Yeah, I did. I played Virginia Tech.
Didn't they play like
– Ted, who did y'all play?
We just beat Ole Miss.
Okay, there you go. Hey, yeah. You got a guess on defensive player of the week?
I voted for my UCF guy. I also noticed a guy with 5 sacks was snubbed.
I don't remember anybody with 5 sacks, but which UCF guy? Because you had 2.
I don't even know we had 2. I voted for the guy with 3 picks.
Yeah, Ray Smash.
Yeah,
that's probably what one.
Malcolm Ali was on there too.
I think the guy with 19 tackles though, or 2 sacks or whatever, is probably gonna win it.
No, that's Falco. That's who I voted for.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you did have 5 sacks. I looked right over him because of all the other players I put in consideration.
Oh, good.
My bad, Beasley. But the winner with 24 of the 75 votes goes to linebacker Tank Falco of Tulane, 19 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks.
Wow.
Second place was Ray Smash of
I 100% am that guy. I'll tell y'all right now. I'm the guy that goes and looks at people and sees who's on what team and who they played.
I think the biggest thing with Ray Smash was the fact that even though he had 3 picks, I bet people looked at the tackles.
Didn't. I just looked at the 3 picks and the one. I mean, 3 interceptions is ridiculous.
Yeah, one of them was a pick 6.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, the thing is, going back to you have to take into account the entire picture, and that's the problem with a lot of people is they don't take the whole picture into account.
Okay.
Is 3 interceptions fantastic? Absolutely. But would they throw it like 75 times?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, same thing for Tank.
Well, they ended up with like 5 or 6 interceptions total.
Yeah, Tank's on my damn team, and App State had the ball for 4 hours. And we had it for 5 minutes. So
obviously, you didn't even watch the game.
Well, I'm just assuming they had it for 4 hours, as many points as they scored.
They didn't. I think y'all actually had a better time of possession than they did.
Yep.
That makes it even damn worse.
But that's just what I'm saying is you have to, like, to me, it's more impressive to be that dominant as a linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, 19 tackles.
A really good team.
It wasn't just tackles, too. You know, he was everywhere.
Yeah, he had pass deflections weren't on there, but he had pass deflections, too, I think.
I can't remember. It was – I had to go back and do that game by watching it. So
yeah. So, I mean, there's no telling. There might be some missed stats in there, and it's not. That's not a slight to Canes.
Now, the 19-5-3 is correct because, you know, that was the shit that popped up on the little stat thing.
Right.
Yeah, I can't complain with him winning it.
I think the thing is this year something we're seeing is there's not just a standout guy on defense. Like I think in last
season, we haven't had a repeat winner, and by this time I'll go ahead and say it, Matty Phillips on my team went back to back weeks.
I think there's some parity in the league.
Won it this week.
Well, there's some parity in the league.
Yeah, there's a lot of standout defensive players, and you know. I think the Cavs have helped a little bit because there's not as many defensive linemen getting nominated.
Yeah.
But there's a the defenses have been standing out for the most part. Yeah, we've had some high scoring games. Like, that's going to happen. But overall, you know, from top to bottom, the defense have played better.
I think really and truthfully, even though I think you could point out that there maybe are some disparities amongst players, I think that there is more – I meant teams. I think there's obviously like a line there, but I think that whereas used to be there was like two or three lines of teams, like you had like your top three teams and then you had like two or three teams behind them, and then there was a big drop off between the next group, and then there was a big drop off between that group and the last group. I think there's a lot less. I still think you have your top two or three teams, maybe four, maybe even five. But outside of those top five, I think there's still – there's not as big of a gap anymore in the rest of the teams. And we expanded, which you would think would make that gap worse.
That just shows – I mean, even though it don't seem like it, I think everybody's upgrading more. Because yeah. I can see how many upgrade orders get put in every week, and it's at least 200 every week.
That's a lot.
Now, I mean, that accounts, you know, equipment upgrades, that counts in the program players and everything, but...
I mean, but to me, even if somebody's upgrading their equipment or changing their equipment out there, that if you're changing your equipment, you're active. I mean, who else goes in and changes their equipment?
I'm going to give Canes more work.
I don't do nothing.
Yeah, I was about to say, it puts it all in there on its own.
Yeah, it's just an export that goes in and Kickworth sets the depth charts and sends it to me.
Damn it.
We don't have to do anything with the equipment or the upgrades or anything.
It's so easy he could do it with his mouth.
We can do a lot of things with the mouth.
Speaking of doing
yes,
stuff.
Yes, you can.
Speaking of doing stuff with your mouth, let's move on to the coaches poll and see what that looks like this week.
You gonna do it?
I will do it. Unless Beard wants to do it. Beard, you wanna do it?
Sure, I'll do it. Are we going three or four at a time?
You usually go four
go,
at a time.
Just go six, because there's 18 teams to
so
do
three,
six at a time.
Three groups of six?
Yeah.
Beard's the new assistant.
I gotta scroll through our mess to find it. here we go.
Stop it, Ron.
All right, so bottom six, starting out at number 18 with a overall rating of 17.08, we have Rutgers starting at – or coming in at 17 with a 16.62 is Virginia Tech. Coming in at 16 with a 16.15, you've got Maryland. 15 coming in with a 15.92. You have San Diego State. 14 coming in with a dead number, a consensus number 14 is Oregon State. And then 13 coming in with a 12.85 is Texas Tech. So looks to me like the same group of people are in the bottom that have been in the bottom, which I think you kind of expect when you have four teams that are 0-4.
I will say that, you know, it's nothing against Virginia Tech, but I did put them at 18 this week.
I did too.
Just because of the way they have lost the last two or three games. And that's how it happened to Ole Miss last year. They eventually ended up at the bottom because they had that stretch where, like, they played UTSA and got beat 84-7. They played us and got beat, you know, 60-something to nothing.
Had nothing to do that they were the only team that didn't win a game.
At that point, they weren't the only team.
I know.
I'm saying that's what eventually dropped them down.
It's funny.
Well, that and getting blown out is the problem.
I'm a little surprised that Rutgers is still handily the last place team. Yeah. I mean, I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you've got four teams that are 0-4 and they're a whole half point behind everybody else, like sometimes you kind of feel like there would be a little bit more disparity. It's a league consensus that San Diego State and Maryland are apparently better than Virginia Tech and Rutgers.
I think I had Maryland 18. They've been getting blown out a lot.
I mean, 0-4, they're going to play each other. All of them are going to play each other at some point.
So no, San Diego State and Virginia Tech would, and then Rutgers and Maryland would.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. We'll eventually cut it down to two winless teams at worst.
I had Maryland as the worst of the 0-4 teams. They've looked better the last few weeks. They've played good in the first half. They just haven't been able to pull it out in the second half.
Sometimes pulling it out is just not the answer.
Usually never is.
Somebody else might have to.
All right, so the bottom – do we want to talk real quick about the fact that Oregon State and Texas Tech are the two – I think, are they the only two 1-3 teams?
1-4.
1-4 teams? Yeah, 0-5, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they got that right just because Texas Tech beat Oregon State.
Let's see.
And Oregon State's only win was
– Yeah, they're the only two. So that's exactly where you expect they would fall. Although that doesn't happen.
Texas Tech is kind of surprising to me, though, how they started out originally to be that far down.
I mean, they might be better. They haven't.
They only lost to Fresno by 7 this week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought they would be sitting with 2 losses, maybe 3. But
I think we all had high expectations out of how that coaching staff was going to gel.
Yeah.
And I think that they're learning the lumps and they're getting their lumps and bruises right now. Like it's being a head coach is not as easy as everybody thinks it is. It's not simply just saying, oh, you know what? Today I'm going to go run 85-15 on offense and it just working. You have to try a bunch of stuff and figure out a bunch of things and figure out, you know, hey, how's this going to work against this team? What if they change their settings to this?
Why are you giving away JoJo's settings?
JoJo can't count to 85, so we all know his settings aren't 85. He's 1585, maybe. Krista.
Plus, you're giving away yours.
Krista does all the counting for JoJo.
Cool. She's not.
Beard's only at 15 because that's all he does is run.
Hey. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, baby.
I didn't know Beard even put in setting.
No, I don't. I just leave it blank. 50-50 all the way around, baby. All right, so moving on. 11 through 7. Or 6. No, 12 through 6.
13 through 6. Or 13 through
7. 13 was Texas Tech, so I already gave that one out.
Yeah, they're 12.
It's 12. It's 2, 4, 6. It's 7 through 12. All right, coming in at 12 as a consensus 12 is Baylor, which is unique to me because that means Texas Tech got some 11 votes to get weird anyway. Coming in at 11 with a 10.92 is East Carolina. Coming in at 10 with a 9.46 is UTSA. Coming in at 9 with a 9.23 is Ole Miss. Coming in at 8 at 7.77 is Central Florida. And I almost feel like we have to do 7 and 6 together because they were so close. So I'm going to hold off on 7. I'm going to do 7, 6, 5, and 4 together, and then I'll unveil the top 3 because there were some arguments in league chat about how the top 3 should work out.
And in the chat of broadcasters when the last game was going on.
Yeah. So, recap real quick so we can talk about it. Baylor at 12, ECU at 11, UTSA at 10, and Ole Miss at 9, and then Central Florida at 8.
It's about right. I mean, they're all, what, 2 or 2-3?
Yeah. Baylor is the only 2-3 team, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Baylor is where they're supposed to be, and the rest of them all kind of played each other in a round robin kind of way.
Yeah, yeah. And Central Florida being above Ole Miss because they just beat them. So, yeah, I would agree with that.
And there is a large gap. Let me tell you, from 8 to 9, there is almost a 2-point gap.
Well, it should be there. And Central Florida's kind of like a no man's land where they've beaten the teams that are pretty much all the teams that are below them, but also lost to everybody that's right above them. So they're kind of they should be separated.
Yeah, I agree. I think UCF has had the and you know, I'm one of those teams that have played them this year. And I'm better this year than I think anybody probably thought we would be. So they've had Murderers Row on their schedule, and their two losses are to myself and App State, who have been in the top three all season up until
I had really low expectations for TCU too.
Ted's had low expectations for a lot of things.
I love how he throws that in there.
So I think they've had a murderer's row. So, I mean, I think they are better than their record shows.
Yeah, I agree.
UTSA is still kind of surprising just off of last season. But they had a nice win this week.
Well, it looked promising, and then they got smacked around one too many times.
They just had a big win against Baylor, though.
We'll see what they look like after this week.
But, I mean, that's my question. Like, I like Cowboy, and, you know, he's finally starting to turn stuff around at Baylor. But, I mean, is that win that big? In my opinion, I don't think it's that big.
It just seems big because it seemed like Baylor had gotten it together after the last couple of weeks, but they also haven't had the toughest schedule.
I think the thing is I think we all know that – Cowboy's going to put in the work. He's going to see him. He's going to find numbers that work for his team. And I think he's finally he bit the bullet first and got out of the triple option, and then Rutgers bit the bullet and got out too. So I'm the only triple option left. So I think
talked about it with somebody. I think that's a different game on Thursday night if it wasn't a monsoon.
Yeah, I agree.
But see, the way I look at it is UTSA, okay, so some of these teams we haven't heard, and you left off at 7, okay? So ULL is a top 7 team, and they beat UTSA by 27.
Yeah.
And then you had Fresno, which is a top 7 team, that got beat by ULL by 24-20. And then who did ULL play after that? Ole Miss, and then UTSA. That's the wrong one. Who was their other loss to?
Who, UTSA?
Yeah.
ULL and Fresno?
Fresno.
Yeah.
Fresno beat them 50-26.
Yeah.
So anybody inside the top 7 has, you know, put it on them. But they are handling the lower tier teams, which they should for the most part anyway.
It's like they did last year. When it came down to it, they beat the teams underneath them. They lost the teams that were above them.
They had also beaten App State, though.
Yeah, they did beat App State last year.
Yeah,
if you talk to Vegeta, it was a fluke. But Vegeta don't get to defend himself right now.
Only team that did.
Yeah.
True.
Well, Kent appreciates that.
Yeah.
Well, so, jumping into the top 7 then, there's obviously some very – what's the word I'm looking for here? There are some interesting takes. They ranked them very close. Coming in at 7 – and this is kind of unique because I did not put them this way, and this is no shot at these two teams. But coming in at 7 with a 4-1 record is Arkansas, with a 6.38 overall. Edging them out with a 6.31 at 6 is Tulane.
I agree with that.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like Arkansas has been terrible. I mean – I think they've had some close losses to some really good teams.
They've had one close loss to Arizona State.
Exactly.
It wasn't very close.
Well, how bad was that game?
Who was it?
It wasn't terrible. I mean,
Arkansas?
Kind of like 30-20 yeah. something or something?
37-24 ended up being the final.
Yeah. See, that's not
37. That's what I'm saying, though. But yeah, we ranked them behind Tulane.
Two garbage time touchdowns in that game, too. I mean, you guys said the same thing last week.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree. But then, you know, I don't know. I just don't. We have two.
I think ultimately you have to look at it was a victory or a loss to the number one team.
Yeah, but Tulane's only lost to number two and three, right? Well, we haven't got the rankings yet, but.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
We have two losses, though.
I think the thing is until – and they'll play. And they actually play this week. So it settles itself this week anyway. So – but I think the only – the and this is, again, and it's neither – it's they're close, I agree. I think the difference being Arkansas's played one top three team and Tulane's played two. So – it'll settle itself this week, but I mean, I think if you're going off of like a conventional knowledge, Arkansas had a really good game against Arizona State, and they've only lost one game. So I don't know how a lot of people justified putting Tulane over Arkansas. I'm not, don't get me wrong. I think if we all sit down and just look at the two teams side by side and talk about what we really think. And we will in a minute when we do our pick'ems. I think most people are going to say, yeah, we're going to take Tulane over Arkansas. And that's not a slight to Arkansas. But, I mean, I think – I don't know. It's just
Tulane weird. Also has that history.
It's true.
They're more proven.
And I think that helps a lot.
What's Arkansas's best win right now?
ECU. Ooh, yeah. And it's not great. Right. But not Tulane's – Tulane's best win is Baylor.
Yeah, I guess Arkansas probably does deserve it.
I mean, we're lucky this week, though. I kind of like that it happens. It's almost like it gets to be a talking point going into the locker rooms. And if they're not in their locker rooms talking about it, you know, it's kind of fun. Or they should be anyway. Because, I mean, they've settled it this week. It won't matter.
Well, if I had a vote, Arkansas would be ahead of us, just like you said, based off of body of work, teams played, and only losing one game. That's just my 2 cents.
I mean, their best wins are both over 11 and 12, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing special about the wins, but the whole loss thing is like, yeah, okay, we might have a rich tradition. Yeah, that's cool, but I'm still a realist, I guess you could say. And obviously, I'm going to pick my team, whether we're the worst. We can be number 16, play number one. I'm going to pick my team. That's just how I am. But I'm also a realist when it comes to we have a team that has played almost the same schedule as us, and they're 4-1, and we're 3-2. There's no excuse for us to be ahead of them. That's just my opinion.
I would think, truthfully, too, like Ted should kind of – get that more than anybody, because I say this again, not taking anything away from Ted or UCF. I give them shit plenty on my own. But I think Ted's probably benefited a lot from how good he is known to be in the the regular season. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's some times we see him creep up on the schedule or creep up on the coaches' polls higher than he probably would normally be. Like, if it was me or somebody else that wasn't as established. Because everybody knows.
Yeah, I got a head start for sure on that last season.
But, I mean, you earned that. I mean, that's well earned. That's earned for you. That's earned for Kickler. And, Aaron, y'all have got what? Out of the five national championships, y'all have what, three of them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's earned. Don't get me wrong. Ted's got probably, if we broke it down and went stat looking, he would probably have the most regular season wins out of any head coach.
Yeah, I don't know. Best win percentage of all time.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for that kind of stuff.
Before last year. Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I agree, and I understand where it comes from, like I do. But I don't want people to think like, oh, it's because all the homers are put into – that's not the case. I didn't have nothing to do with it. That's all the coaches. But I myself would put us behind a
four. No, and it was – I mean, it was really close. That's the closest – that's the closest out of anybody on the schedule, 0.07 and, points separated, y'all.
Yeah, when we get to the spreads, it'll tell the tale even more. So we'll figure that out here directly.
All right, so moving on from 7, 5, and 4 – this is a bit more of a separation, which it should be, because they've played each other. Number 5, Fresno State with a 5-7-7, and number 4, Louisiana Lafayette with a 4-2-3. I was actually kind of surprised that I think they moved up, didn't they?
Yeah, last week Fresno was above them, I think too.
Right. When did they play?
A bad loss. When does Fresno and
UL? Yeah, I thought it was weird that Fresno lost their game to ULL week 2.
Yeah.
And then ULL lost to App State, which somehow they jumped them. I don't know how that actually happened. It was a little weird because it was VaTech, UTSA, and Texas Tech. And I mean, I'm not saying those teams are all bad, but those teams don't just.
I think it was how ULL got beat. Like, they got blown out.
Yeah, but I mean, App State done that to a lot of people.
Well, I mean, they have, but it's just like everybody said all year last year when I would make that same exact argument you're making. Like, there's no sense in them falling that far, you know. But
ultimately, ULL should be ahead of Fresno.
Yes. Yeah. But like everybody else says most of the time, or Canes and Kickler, this was their big thing to me last year. Like I've said 100 times, is like, what have you done for me lately? Like,
yeah,
last week they got absolutely destroyed. So everybody was like, oh, they're falling off. You know, they just went ahead and wrote them out, which they're still a really good team. But
we'll be hearing the argument for season.
Yeah, I think and we talk about this all the time, and I don't know if we're beating a dead horse yet, but we're probably getting close.
You were getting close.
It's kind of like, and I was a proponent, so I feel like I've earned the ability to say it because I was the first person to tell everybody we didn't deserve any first place votes. But then we go and get first place votes. It starts out with like 1, and then we get 2, and then we get like 5 or 8 or something stupid like that. Or I think it was 5. We got 5, and then this week, we beat San Diego State 44-10 and we lost votes. Like, how do you lose votes? What did we do that said, you blowing teams out by 34, you know, that's not really.
Well, you're going to have in this poll, which it's a good poll because it's right 99.9% of the time. But
I do think, and it's gotten better.
It has. It really has. But there's still a component of personal bias and personal feeling. Like, no matter how bad somebody wants to say, okay, well, I'm not doing that based on how I feel. Bullshit. Yeah, you are. You know, but don't misconstrue that as the poll is bad or it's not. But some of these middle of the pack or these like ULL jumping Fresno or stuff like that, that's all strictly based on the week before when they were like, okay, they got the doors blown off of them. They're dropping. That's all that boils down to.
See, and I agree. I think another issue I have with some of this, and I didn't notice it as bad until I fixed, and nobody else can see this, but y'all can if you can see the coaches poll. The coaches can. But I fixed the high-low on the coaches poll. So now it'll show you like what their high rank was and what their low rank was. And so just picking somebody out of random so that I doesn't feel like I'm calling anybody out. Tulane's high-low. Your high, Aaron, you can't see it. What do you think the highest anybody in the league ranked you at for the year, for this past week?
If they ranked us higher than 6, they're dumb.
You had a 4.
Let's see, that's dumb.
What do you think your low was?
I would say it needed to be 7 or 8.
8. You had a low of 8.
Yeah.
But the fact that you had a low of a high of 4 to me is just kind of one of those things that just stood out. Like,
yeah, what? I don't think we deserve a 4.
But then you get teams, you get some teams like Fresno gets a high of 5, which is where most of the league ranked them. And then you've got a couple of 10s.
No comment on the 10.
So, I mean, like, to me, the thing I struggle with is when you get disparity like that. You shouldn't have, like, UTSA has an 8 and a 13.
Well, I mean, shouldn't be a 13, but they're also, like, what, 17 and 18?
Yeah, I mean, they're an 8. I mean, you look at teams like Arkansas is pretty normal. They're a 6 and an 8. So, I mean,
that's, hey, I'm a 1 and 1.
you just blow up the rankings, man. We don't need to have a rankings reveal if you're just going to throw it out there.
But I see what you're saying. You got too much disparity in some of these coaches' polls, and there shouldn't be as much disparity at this point in the season anyway.
Right. No, I that's what I'm getting at. I don't think you have a team. There's no justification for a 4 and a 8 for Tulane.
You get these coaches, and I'm not going to name any names, but they're out there that get down on themselves or down on their teams, and they're like, dude, we suck. You know, they might be, you know, say 3-2. Okay, so about middle of the pack. 3-2 should put you anywhere between 7-10.
Stop changing shit.
Plus or minus.
But you got 1-18. That's crazy.
You got these coaches that think they're like,
you're so
they'll vote themselves last. They'll be like, I'm putting myself as 18 this week. Shit like that that's just dumb. And it messes
it's crazy if I could vote myself 18 right now and I'd only drop one spot.
I'm not even addressing that. but that, like, I get what you're saying. And that's something you're going to need to, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, just like you said, beating a dead horse, talking to the sheetrock on the wall or watching paint dry, you can say it till you're blue in the face. They're going to do what they want to do regardless. But you got to stop. There's got to be a time where you got to just start eliminating the dumbass ranking. Like, say you got a number 5 or 6 team that's like, oh, well, we got beat and my season's going down the drain. I'm going to put us at 17. You got to throw that shit out because that's just dumb.
I agree. And so that leads us into 1, 2, 3, since Kane has already, ruined one. We all know who that is.
My bad.
Here is the thing that shocked me. Coming in at 1 was ASU. I stayed at 2 and App State stayed at 3. I think we all expected that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the thing to me that was the most shocking. I received 100% second place votes. App State received 100% third place votes.
Why is that shocking to you?
Because I honestly, number one, I didn't expect to lose all 8 of my first place votes or however many I had last week. I mean, there just was no reason why I should have lost all 8.
Here, I'll give you one back.
No, I don't want it back. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it's weird that, anyway, win 34-0.
Okay.
But there was a lot of talk. I mean, there was tons of people arguing for making App State number 2, even though we all said that there's no way, like.
You're undefeated and they have a loss.
Yeah, you can't blame me for who I've played.
Exactly the same thing with Tulane, Arkansas. That literally right there is the same exact Tulane Arkansas argument in my opinion.
I agree. That's a good point.
But I'm gonna put a big but here. If TCU or Arizona State played App State this week, I'm picking App State over both of y'all. Not anything personal, just what I've seen them.
I don't think I am.
Shit, I am.
TCU's blowing the doors off of everyone too.
I agree with that. But here's what scares me is App State's defense is like letting no one run the football. Like,
here's the thing.
No one.
I am if you put all 3 of us in a vote right now and you poll the league, they're gonna play some kind of round robin tournament, double elimination or whatever. I guarantee you I'm picked to be the first one out.
Oh yeah, facts.
and it is solely because
you're the newcomer.
Well, not even that. I'm running the only thing that neither one of those teams has had to really face yet this season. Oh. We know what they can do offensively. The question is can I score on them? Because I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind that you're going to stop either of those teams from scoring. It's not going to happen. The question is can I keep up?
And from personal experience, you can keep up with those teams. You just got to get a good sim.
Right. And I think they both think the same thing. I think for all his bluster, or all of their bluster, because if you want to talk about two of the biggest big-headedest people in this league, they both think they're going to win every game by 75 points.
Oh. Big-headed bastards.
Yeah, they both know that they don't get to take the week off when they have to play me this year.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They can say all they want to. I didn't sim this week, and you know, if I lose, it's because I put in just random settings. I threw a dart at a dartboard for.
No, and I'm gonna hit on that myself. I didn't personally get to sim. Work life anyway. We had a couple of coaches sim Kickler and a couple other guys to sim.
If you call it that,
and if you want to call it that. And there was quite a few sims ran, and a bunch of different numbers got ran, and the sim gods did not like us in our the final score that I saw, because the numbers and it wasn't blowouts. I'm not saying we were going to blow App State out, but from what we saw, we didn't see 42-17 or whatever the hell it was. We never saw that game, so. Kudos to Vegeta because he found the numbers to do it.
Well, I think I'd have to go mathematically. You'd have to go back and look, but I think you're just about mathematically guaranteed to see one game a week that doesn't add up.
Oh yeah, facts.
I mean, I was the victim of that twice last year.
Yeah, we've been the victim of it a couple times. We had the 14-0 curse or the 13-0 curse or hell. It happened to us against Canes, and then turnaround happened to Canes against us. It's happened to, but I mean, it happens to.
And then it happened to y'all again against me.
Yeah, it happened to us again. But, and then we had the crazy, most perfect, like in the playoffs when we played Canes in the playoffs last year. We beat them in one sim.
It's like the best game of the year.
Out of like 1,000. And it was literally one sim, and we got that one sim. It just happened.
I mean, it's just to me, that's like people complain about it. And I'll be the first person to tell you, I'm not happy about being on their 20, running the clock out and losing the game when you could have won with a field goal.
Oh, I know, dude. That
or losing a game because the running back stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
He was on the sideline with the rest of the players and still running, and they called him in bounds.
Look, we've been. And y'all know, Ted knows, all of y'all know, and you've went into your locker room with your coaches and stuff, and you're like, dude, Sims look amazing. Sims look amazing. We're, you know, I guarantee a win this week. It's going to be a good game. You know, probably.
I've never said those words. I may have said them at the very beginning, but never again after Fresno.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then you turn around and you get skull drug, and you're like, What the hell just happened? Yeah. Like, what? And then I got my brother and a couple other guys calling me like, you idiots. Y'all don't know what y'all are doing. You're stupid. I quit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, we were supposed to win by 30. I don't know what happened. Like, no one knows what happened.
That's what happened.
And that's what I want everybody to understand in this league. Like, give your coaches a break. Don't cuss them out. Don't quit them. They can't control the sim. Like, it is legitimately, that's why we say pray to the sim gods, because who has control of the game.
You play teams like I'm playing Fresno this week. Theoretically, based off of what's happened all season, I should beat the doors off of Fresno. I don't think that's going to happen. For whatever reason, Fresno's always one of those teams I feel like I'm gonna wind up playing Rodria, and she's gonna put in some numbers, and I'm gonna wind up either losing on a field goal and with no time left or something crazy. I was honestly. I'll tell you
right now, y'all think a lot of people think highly of Arizona State. I'm simming UTSA right now. I've done lost two of the three sims I've ran.
Yeah, see, I wonder if it's like there are some teams that like who was it last year that played a bunch of people really close, and was it Maryland last year that played a bunch of people really close?
No,
somebody
San Diego State did.
Somebody last year, yeah,
they
went
overtime like four different times.
Right, they weren't a very good team though.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, whatever defensive setup they had set up, whatever their defensive players were or whatever, they matched up really well against the heavy pass teams.
They almost beat us last year.
And it's just like you look at it and you're like, why are you even on the field with us? Like you should have gotten on the bus at halftime and went home.
Literally.
Because this is what should have happened. But I mean, that's kind of what makes it fun. Like it's frustrating at the time. Don't get me wrong. It's not fun when you're watching a sim and you should be winning by 30. And you're like, why in the world? Ask Canes about the Texas Tech sim. I'm sure he really enjoyed that whole sim.
Oh my God.
But at the end of it, once it's all over and you can finally breathe again, or you get a couple of weeks down the road and you're still in the playoffs, you look back and there's nothing you could do but laugh.
You hope. I mean, yeah.
If you want to like win and go run up the stats or something, just go play the CPU. But I mean, this shit's competitive, so crazy shit happens.
The league has gotten better. So,
speaking really of things that have gotten better and more competitive,
let's get to the pick'ems. I don't know if that's where you were going with it.
I 100% was. I tried to give you one as easy as you gave me earlier.
I was actually trying to type in the spread so I didn't mess them up. All right, so
you just typed in the numbers. You didn't put the team.
I know because I got to go to the schedule because I don't have it. I have to go to my phone because I can't remember.
You mean to put it in the chat again?
No, I got the spreads. I just got to go to the schedule to see who's getting what.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I guess I could put over what teams next time. Sorry.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That would be clutch.
All you gotta do is put the team, and you know they're minus 7.5.
Yeah, but he's talking about like who they're playing, so you can actually see like.
Yeah, come on now.
We don't care.
Didn't you do?
I mean, aren't you just gonna go through like, hey, game one is this team, and we are who's who?
Yeah, we do. But, you know, I like having it on my little spreadsheet because it's cute.
He's got it on his little notepad.
Phil.
You like things that stay the same, don't you?
I do. I'm very, very OCD. But, you know, shit happens. Anyway.
Might surprise you.
Yeah, possibly. Okay, so last week I went 6-3.
I got him on there.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Canes went 7-2. Vegeta went 7-2. Cowboy, back to his cowboy ways at 5-4. Kickler, 6-3. Ted 6-3 and Beard 7-2.
Ted, what's happened to you this year?
Yeah, you fell off the map there, Broham.
I tied for it last year, something, right? It's all good.
Well, I mean, that was last year. It's not this year.
Well, what do y'all think?
I mean, like the spread deal. I really do like the spreads. Definitely made it harder because we could have all straight picked. Obviously, I'm not going to pick against us to lose, but like. Other than my game personally, like straight heads up picking, I think we could have picked a little bit better than we chasing these spreads. I think it adds another element that we need.
No, I was watching some games too. I mean, some of them are close in the first half that I wouldn't normally watch. So.
I just was going to say, I think that the thing that really set it off for me was after the first game. I messaged in our elite chat that talking about the spread, watching games because of spread. And I mean, number one, like the first game of the night was us, and we have a walk on, get a pick six and garbage time with like
no time left. I had already started cussing you out. I was like, you've already busted our damn whole shit up, you know. This pick'em crap is just gonna be ruined now. And then this kid catches the ball and takes it back to the house, and I was like, holy shit, this is
wasn't that like the last play of the game too?
It was. Yeah, it was. Walk off pick six to clear the spread.
It was. And that's I think that's what made it.
I think Beer was shaving points.
Was that?
He was shaving points just to make it like that.
I mean, you saw me, I tried to stick the walk on in and freaking damn it if he doesn't make a pick six.
It was awesome though. I did enjoy that. Just like
he bet against himself. He had money on the game.
But I think that was the ultimate. Like when we were talking about it, I was like, "This right here is what." Because I think eventually, I know we've talked about it, but not like seriously a lot. I think when we eventually roll this out for everybody else, I think people are going to pay more attention to the games.
Are you guys going to use that for everyone?
I think eventually we are. Once we iron it out, I've actually got a new set of.
I don't like them.
It makes it a lot harder. I mean, looking at like mine, I'm not sure. Like, I will talk about mine when we get there. But
I'm gonna put it on there. It's cheap, so we have it.
They've seen it. I mean, I posted it.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna put it on the sheet so I can look at it when it's the results and everything.
So, but getting into it, go ahead, Aaron.
I did enjoy it. But so the standings as they sit, Canes is in first at 38-7. Beard is in second.
You did it wrong.
What are you talking about? Oh, I did it backwards. My bad. Yeah. Well, you've been in first. They all sucked. But anyway, I'll start over and go from the rear.
Aaron, let me ask you a question, though.
Ask me.
When you fell from heaven, did you break your legs?
Oh, my God. Oh, you're terrible. Yeah, just keep swimming. Anyway, Ted pulling up the rear at 31-14, which is still not terrible. I think it's shows that we've gotten better with our picks.
Been over 500.
Yeah, and then you got – well, you're way over 500. You're close to 750. Kickler and Cowboy coming up at 32-13 overall. Then myself at 33-12, Vegeta 34-11, Beard 36-9, and Canes at 38-7. So, 1, 2, 3. So we have seven. Ted's in seventh. Beard and Kickler is tied for sixth. Well, no, that'd be fifth. Fourth.
I gotta fix this shit you just typed in.
Third. Why do you have to fix the shit I just typed in?
Because it doesn't make sense. Boy.
Why does that not make sense?
I'll do it this way. Because you have like
at the points they're getting. I can't do it like that. You can't do it like that.
No, because I know how betting lines work, and so it's fucking me up.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Anyway, before I was rude.
You're not excused, brah.
No, Beard, you can't see it, but he had the underdog listed, but then he had like say -7.5 for the underdog. Quit. And that's confusing.
Quit writing in my other blocks, please. I'm gonna revoke your fucking access to this. All right, starting us off tomorrow night. Never been to Vegas. Ted, you sound like you're underwater. What'd you say?
I said Aaron's never been to Vegas.
I have not been to Vegas. That is no lie. But I've been to Biloxi. That's where we gamble around here. But anyway, week five, Monday night, 7 o'clock. We got Baylor and UCF. Canes, who do you got?
You ain't going to announce the spread?
Oh, my bad. UCF is giving up 7.5 to Baylor.
Ooh. That's tough. But give me – where's the game at, Baylor?
I don't know where it is. Is it at
– what was the second team you said?
UCF. It's at Florida. It's at Central Florida.
I think it is. I thought it was at Baylor. Could be wrong.
And there's not any room to plug my charger back up.
Stop it, Ron.
Yeah. About to break both your legs.
Somebody's about to get their ass whooped.
Okay, yeah, it's Baylor at UCF.
Did you just raise the pimp hand to me?
That's what I was about to say. She got give me the powder. She put the baby powder on and was about to slap the shit out of you.
Well, you
give
better me get something other than a baby wipe.
I guess give me Ted.
Give you the Ted, the fighting Tedfords.
The fighting Teds. That can't be the Sharks because there's another team that's the Sharks.
Beard, who you got?
I also have Ted.
You have the fighting Tedfords.
Yeah, I think it's too easy of a. I'm not. No offense to anybody, but I think that's too easy of a spread.
It's an insult to Cowboy.
Kinda. Did Vegeta send his picks in?
No.
No, he went to bed.
What a bigoted bitch!
No, he fell asleep. He's sleeping at the wheel.
Anyway, so we'll get Vegeta's, I guess, tomorrow, or he gets a goose egg for everything. But myself, I have UCF as well. Cowboy.
How much hotter is it than there?
Oh, yeah.
And Kickler have UCF. Ted, who do you have?
Well, I mean, Cowboy's got me too, so I feel a lot better about UCF.
Do you feel a lot better about UCF now?
I didn't even think to look at that.
I don't know what he's
what?
Thinking.
What Cowboy yeah. did.
What did he do?
He took UCF.
He took
yeah, no, it should be a good game. I thought it. I'm surprised he's not taking himself. I mean, until last week, they looked pretty good. So,
well, I'm glad you're taking yourself this week, Ted.
Oh, good. I could throw it, but
were you saying you're going to rig the game?
He's going to take Baylor and Cal, UCF, and.
Well, while we can't do anything about Vegeta's picks, we will move on to game two, and that is Ole Miss and Rutgers. And Ole Miss is giving up 20.5 to Rutgers.
I'm going to take Ole Miss.
That's a big spread.
Mm-hmm.
Beard, who you got?
I have a problem is what I have.
What do you have?
Rutgers changed books this week.
I think
that messes with the spread.
And Rutgers has only lost since they've kind of ironed out their defense. They haven't lost since getting blown out by me and ASU. They've only lost by 16, and it's actually they've lost by 16 twice.
But can they score?
I mean, Ole Miss is going to throw 46 interceptions.
Nah, man, they throw 70 times a game. They're going to run up that score fast.
You got to think though, Rutgers has two halfbacks, two wide receivers, and a tight end.
Well, yeah, they were
trying to run. Yeah,
Tidwell was looking good in it. I don't think
yeah, but I mean, I think you can put a. I think honestly, you take. I don't know what their depth chart looks like, so that's where I'm really stuck at a conundrum. You could take a tight end or a running back and put them in the slot, and it doesn't matter. Their awareness doesn't hurt them that bad. They actually are probably better in the slot than a traditional wide receiver is. Because they're going to be block, they're going to have some blocking stats and carrying stats.
Valid. So who are you picking?
Man, I need to gain a point on.
Do it.
need to gain a point on Canes, and this is probably about the only place I'm going to have a shot this week to gain a point. If I'm just going off of what I think is he's going to pick for the rest.
You don't know what I'm picking.
All right, give me Rutgers.
Hey! And as an act of
solidarity?
Yeah, I'm going Rutgers too.
Damn.
And this is it's 20 and a half points.
So they gotta score by they gotta win by three tutties.
Like I'm scared of that big spread.
What do Cowboy and Kickler get?
Cowboy went Ole Miss and Kickler went Rutgers.
I feel better about my pick.
So it's split now. It's 3-3. Well, we don't know what Vegeta's got, so it could be.
What's Ted taking?
This is the best I've got Ole Miss. I think they're going to bounce back in a big way. I mean, they pass every down, so they'll have time.
23 touchdowns is a lot.
It is a lot.
I think it's easier to stop people throwing the ball than it is. I mean, I say that. When I say stop people throwing the ball, I mean it's easier to stop them from scoring throwing the ball than it is to stop people who can actually run the ball.
I think because they've only got one guy that can stop the pass. Rutgers does, and that's Tyler Hillman. Chris Cross is all right, but Hillman's been the only playmaker on that defense.
I'm interested to see how this plays out.
It's not their offense that's been the problem with in them blowouts. It's been the defense.
I am interested to see game two of Monday night. Like it's the most interesting to me out of the two games on Monday.
Well, after that, we'll be interested to see what's going on Tuesday night, kicking us off at 7 o'clock, is the Raging Cajuns of ULL taking on the Maryland Terrapins.
Terrapins.
So, and then ULL is giving up 15 and a half to Maryland.
Maryland has looked better the last few weeks in the first half. Second half has went to hell. Give me ULL.
See, to me, I think this is an easier pick because I think the gap is wider. So I'm
they got a couple new players, but it's not going to make a difference for this week.
I also have ULL.
Okay. I also have ULL. Cowboy has ULL. Kickler
took my breath away.
Kickler took Maryland.
Fun fact, this is the only team, too, that had the that new point spread that we're trying that we're not using yet that we're just kind of testing out. Mm-hmm. ULL is the only team that stayed they even remotely close to the same. ULL was a 15.5 point. Yeah, they were 15.5 point favorite both ways.
Damn. Yeah. Well, Tedford, who do you have?
I'm gonna take ULL for sure.
So everybody, so far, obviously excluding Vegeta, went ULL except for Kickler. Kickler took Maryland.
What is the reason why he ain't in first, Steven?
Steadily going backwards.
He's trying my approach from last year. I can just tell him. It didn't work.
Next up, we got ECU and San Diego State. ECU has given San Diego State 7.5.
ECU has not – it's kind of like they were last year. They were not impressive in their first few weeks.
Didn't they just beat Maryland by like 20 to 30 still though?
That ain't saying much.
Yeah, but San Diego State's also 0-5 with Maryland. Yeah.
So it's 7.5. Give me ECU.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what about the new playbook change though with ECU?
They don't go in effect this week.
They made it late. Here's my thing. San Diego State hasn't changed books. They're averaging a league second to worst 19 points a game, and they're giving up a league almost worst 45.
Mm.
So I'm taking ECU.
I also took ECU. Cowboy Kickler took ECU. Ted, who you got?
The TCU, yeah, seven's way too thin for them.
All the way across the board. Then we get to Wednesday night is Tulane and Arkansas. And Tulane has given Arkansas a half a point.
It's basically a pick'em.
Yeah.
The offense for Tulane looked horrible Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas has the offense that can put up points, but Tulane, their defense usually isn't bad. They held App State to a bunch of field goals. Tulane needs to do a better job of getting Kaiju Witten in the game because I think he only had 4 carries against App State. That
killed us.
Get the better Witten going.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think they will do that and give me Tulane.
Weird.
I think this one's easier than he just tried to make it out to be. I think it is it's a dead pick'em. I mean, there's no way to tie it because you win or lose. So for me, I think last week's App State game was a busted sim for Tulane. Now, I'm not saying that they would have won either way. I just don't think that they're that much worse than App State is. So I think they bounce back this week and beat up on Arkansas this week. I think they're going to come out with some numbers that they've been holding on to make a point.
Mm. And me being not one of the sim gods this year, because, yeah, I don't know what those numbers are, but I'm still going with Tulane. And so is Kickler, and so is Cowboy. Ted, where are you at?
I mean, yeah, I really like what Slater's done as a first-year coach. 4-1's actually, like, really good. But
somebody just entered their coach's bowl.
Okay. But yeah, I'm going with Tulane in a pick'em game for sure.
All right. So after Tulane, Arky, we got Oregon State and App State. App State has given Oregon State 18.5 points.
I don't have anybody that entered the coach's poll.
Oh, I just saw it in the league chat, so maybe they entered it before we did the thing.
Ains, where are you going?
What's the spread?
18.5.
Oh, hell, actually, I don't think the spread even fucking matters. App State by 50.
There you go. Beard.
Yeah, this is one of those. I don't think it really matters unless we get a unless we get an Arizona State Texas Tech Sam, this That's is not going to be close.
Yeah.
So App State.
I also take App State, and I agree with both of you. Cowboy took App State. Kickler took App State. Ted.
Rodria, what are you doing in the coaches poll?
Who's doing what in the coaches poll?
Rodria is in it. I was just messing with it.
Breaking Fresno. Look, just kidding. I'm taking. They got Carson in now. Give me App State.
App State. All right. Bringing us to Thursday night, we got CU and Fresno State, which could be a sneaky good game. What's that? 2 top 5 teams, right? Fresno was top 5 this week. So number 2 versus number 5.
Yeah, or the game of the week, which is number 1 versus like 13.
Yeah, yeah. But talk to the guy who makes the schedule.
Ironically, he's
he ain't in 1. Here.
Canes, who you got?
I don't even know what y'all said. Oh, TCU and Fresno?
Yeah.
You didn't see the spread, did you?
Oh, my bad. The spread is TCU is giving up 6.5.
One tutty.
Oh, man. TCU they got the offense. Their defense has played great so far this season, but they haven't played anybody except Tulane.
With a hand-me-down book.
Fresno, they haven't played bad. They
talking about my book?
No, mine. Our start-off book was...
I mean, I'm on my third book. My third favorite book.
Yeah, I think the option... I think the option will at least give them a 7-point win. Give me the Horny Toads.
Beard, do I dare put you down for anyone else other than the Horny Toads?
No, we're winning by 7 at least.
7 at least, he says.
Maybe 30.
Ooh. Well, we got TCU as well. Cowboy and Kickler also have TCU. Ted, where are you at?
I think Red Rio looked really good again last week with whoever they blew out. I can't remember, but they actually didn't blow them out. But they put up, 37 back in her Miami book that we've been calling for the last 10 seasons. I think their offense might do good again, but I don't see them stopping TCU. So I'll take TCU.
Ted has TCU in what most likely will be a clean sweep. That'll be almost the third one in a row, depending on what Vegeta does. Which brings us to the game at 8:30, which is Texas Tech and Virginia Tech. And Texas Tech is giving up 13.5 to VaTech.
Pretty spread for a 1-4 versus 0-5 team.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech has looked a lot better the last 2 weeks. Fortunately, they haven't got the win.
Did you say fortunately?
Unfortunately.
I mean, got the fortunately for one of them. I understand that one, but they haven't got either one. And he's like, yes.
Dick.
But Geno McFly has looked unbelievable the last 2 weeks as well.
He went from unranked to ranked.
Virginia Tech, I don't think they know what they're doing on offense. It's a big mess. Rory will get it figured out, but it probably won't be this year. I think Texas Tech covers the 13.5.
I think Rory just doesn't have the help. Like I just don't think he's got the players not that he doesn't, he's not getting them that way. I just don't think anyone has bought in that he's trying to get them to buy in for. So I think Texas Tech walks that one.
So you and
Gino for 250 again.
You and Canes take Texas Tech. I also take Texas Tech. Cowboy takes Virginia Tech. Kickler takes Texas Tech. Ted, who you have?
If it was a pick'em, I think I would take Texas Tech. What, 15? No.
13.5.
13.5, either way.
Two touchdowns.
They're just going to be running out that clock. I think Virginia Tech doesn't have the worst. They actually have a pretty good D-line. So I think they can try and stop the run. They'll be all right.
Yeah, did you see the last game that Virginia Tech had against the run team?
I didn't.
You want the score to that before you make this?
566 yards for rushing.
Yeah, you want the score to that game before you decide that that's what you think?
I don't want to hear it. Give me Virginia Tech.
it was 70-24.
This is why he's in last.
I gotta think of the game somehow.
Look, I do want to say this. Going back to what you said earlier about Geno, we were talking about Texas Tech. So Geno had over 500 yards the last two games. And he is in third place rushing now with 675. So in 2 weeks, he went from probably not ranked at all to third.
Didn't even have 200 yards total on the season in the first 3 weeks.
Mm.
And has been over 200 in both of the last two.
What book did
Virginia He'll pass Tech me.
Virginia Tech's in UNLV, I believe.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think – I don't know that it's not good. I think Rory is an experienced coach. I think he knows some stuff. He's probably got some stuff that should work in that book. I just don't think he's got. Yeah, I think his talent's letting him down. And if Virginia Tech, if you're listening to this podcast at this point,
tighten up.
Yeah, you've got to help your coach out. Your coach can't win with guys who aren't being active and upgrading.
Right now, they got 5 check-ins.
I don't have that many either, though.
You got Sunday. 8, but
some people are probably out there playing D&D or something.
Oregon State, Rutgers, y'all need to step it up. Y'all are sitting on 2.
Don't worry, I get Bear Tech.
Actually, it's 3.
Speaking of stepping it up, we get to step it up into the game of the week.
And that would be Arizona State and UTSA. And Arizona State is giving up 7.5 to UTSA.
That's it? I thought it was boring.
No, no. This is the worst one. Talking about the new rankings that we're working on. So this is why he doesn't want to use them. In the old ones that we used last week, he's given up 7.5. But in what I believe may be the new and improved ones, he's given up 30.5.
Yeah.
Which is probably more along the lines of what it should be.
Well, I mean,
so, I'll tell you right now, if it was 30.5, I'm taking UTSA. At 7.5, honestly, with the way my Sims have gone, I'm still worried.
He's going to win by a touchdown.
Literally.
The only out of the 3 Sims, I've won 1, and it was by 4 points. And I've lost 2.
He just found the numbers he's not using.
Yeah, I'm trying something else right now. I'm only up 10.
So, did you I'm going to step off of this for a second. You keep hinting at these new possible ways to get these spreads. Did y'all find a new formula or something?
Well, we went to – so, the thing that we were struggling with was you get games like – and, again, this is no slight to anybody, and I always feel bad saying it because I'm the one saying it. But you get games like me and ASU, we should easily be double-digit favorites against both those teams. And we're both right at a touchdown apiece.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of thought that it was a little weird where we sat with those, and I wanted to see if we could find something a little bit more realistic because we weren't taking into account. We were only taking into account offensively what was going on. And I think, you know, that's true to an extent, but I mean, you've got teams that score a bunch of points, but are still not very good because their defense is going to give up 50 points.
Yeah. True that.
So we were just trying to see if maybe we could find something that was, it was still really kind of easy to do last week. If you went with just the spread and picked straight down the spread, you went 6-3 or whatever.
Okay. So Canes went with ASU, Beard went with ASU, right?
Yes.
I didn't say what I went with.
Oh, well, I thought you had already picked yourself at this point.
He has. Skip by. He's picking himself.
I was about to say, because
give me UT not so fast, ASU.
Okay. Easy there, Lee. I wish I was Corso. Beard.
That's why ASU. I hate being in first right now. I want to not so fast, you people.
I took ASU. Cowboy took ASU. Kickler took ASU. Ted, who you got?
It's going to be ASU for sure.
Clean sweep.
I'm telling you, y'all putting too much faith in us.
We had one.
Now, at 30.5, I might not be picking ASU.
So, okay, five, we're going to go to that. Okay, so the current one had UCF minus 7.5. The new one would have UCF 24.5.
Give me UCF.
Wait, that they're giving up 24.5 to Baylor? Holy shit.
UCF's favored by 24.5.
Yeah, I would definitely go probably Baylor in that case.
Okay. Now, Ole Miss minus 20.5 in the one we're using.
Yeah.
The new one minus 36.5.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I mean, but who are they playing?
Against Rutgers. But like you said, struggling with Ole Miss and Rutgers with their new book at 20.5.
Nobody struggled. We all picked – we like the ones who thought Rutgers were going to win picked Rutgers. Y'all all thought Ole Miss
was going to win. Yeah, but at 36.5, I'm not taking Ole Miss.
Hell no, I'm not.
You took Rutgers anyway.
Okay. ULL and Maryland stayed at 15.5.
Okay.
I don't know how. ECU right now is -7.5. And the new one, 24.5.
I probably that's a toss up there. That'd be hard to pick right there.
No, not Maryland. What are they playing?
ECU San Diego State?
Yeah, I think San Diego.
Okay. Tulane in the current one is 0.5 favorite. And the new one, Arkansas, is a 7.5 favorite.
I would take Tulane all day, every day, even on Sunday. Yeah.
Well, if we're all picking Tulane at -0.5, we think they're going to win anyway. So
yeah, so we're all taking them anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. App State -18.5 would be App State -37.5.
Oh, that's a big ass spread.
I'm still taking App State at 38.
I'm probably still taking App State there too, but that is a huge spread.
I think I'd take them. You got Carr with his wallet and Simmons. That's deadly.
All right. TCU -6.5 to TCU -21.5.
Ooh. That right there, that would probably change my pick. I think TCU wins, but I don't know if they're – you're talking –
22.
It's 40. It's 40 to 21 right now in my Sam, so.
40 to 19.
There you go. Exactly. I lose if I take TCU.
Yeah, but it's just now in the fourth quarter.
I think I'd take Fresno.
It's just that's going to depend on the sim.
I agree. I beat them 63-3 a minute ago.
All right. Texas Tech -13.5 to Texas Tech 23.5.
Damn. Yeah. That right there makes it a whole hell of a lot harder. But I think those are more realistic spreads than – Are we gonna try to roll to these?
We're gonna see how we're just gonna close see how they play out. Just put it this way: the smallest spread was 7.5, and that's Arkansas. The next smallest spread was 15.5, and that's ULO.
That's gonna
Those were the only two spreads under 20 points.
That's gonna us having to basically have to take a lot of underdogs and root for the underdog.
I think the thing will be there's got to be a middle ground here somewhere. I just haven't figured out how to get to it yet. Maybe it's take both of these spreads, add them together, and divide by two.
So that would put me 38 divided by two, which 19. Would be 19. Oh, man, that's still tough.
That's still a lot.
Because we would bump it to either 18.5 or 19.5, so we don't end in a tie or in a push. So... 18.5 or 19.5 over UTSA. Okay. Okay. Look, this one. Ole Miss and Rutgers. That would be 57.
Ooh-wee, 57?
Divided by two.
Holy shit.
What, 38.5?
23.5.
No.
57?
27.
It's 57, so it'd be 27. Like
28.5.
28.5. Okay, you're right.
So Ole Miss 28.5.
I mean, they're a 20.5 point favorite right now.
Yeah, but 28?
Yeah, but I mean, we took Rutgers, so I'm still taking Rutgers.
Almost as well.
Dude, that's 20. Nuts. I mean, ULL is
the toughest one to figure out the difference would be. I guess Tulane, Arkansas.
No, it'd be 3.5. It's not hard. You take the half point away, and it makes it a flat seven, 3.5. So Arkansas would be a 3.5 point favorite.
ULO would still stay at 15.5.
Shit's 15.5 across the board. What is App State?
App State goes crazy.
7, 55, 56.
56, 28. 28.
So it'd either be 28.5 or 27.5. It'd be 28.5. I'd tell you what it'd be. It'll be 28 and a half because we'd go up.
I'm probably still taking App State. That's a lot of damn points, though, man. That is a ton of points.
Mm-hmm. See, I mean, the spreads are still high as shit.
TCU yeah, goes to a 14-point game.
Yeah, me and a 14, I still like me.
I mean, I do, too. I agree with that.
I'm 100%. 21 and a half, I start getting worried.
Yeah, and then Arizona State goes to a 19.
Yeah.
So it goes from 7.5 to 30.5 to 19.
Yeah, but not knowing his stats, I'm picking that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that'll make it even more challenging. I'm not going to sit
that's
here.
That's why we brought them out. We're going to see how they compare. And the other thing me and Beard talked about is we're also trusting the computer to do these games. So there's no human element in it.
Right. You can't predict what a sim is going to be. Like Kane said, you know, I know what to expect out of Alabama every week. Alabama's not going to come out next week and have been pounding the ball down your throat and run it twice.
Exactly. They're going to pound it down your throat again.
You got teams like TCU getting lucky interceptions. Maybe it's one.
Well,
what? What was that, Ted? Ted, you're cutting out on me. What'd you say?
You can't expect TCU to get a lucky walk off interception for a touchdown.
Yeah, you know.
To cover the spread. 44 after saving points.
44-10. I still can't believe I covered the spread.
I know I can't either. That was I watched
and we
that.
All took me to cover the spread too, which was the weird part. Like looking back on it now. Like
why the hell did I do that?
Why did we take me with 31 points?
That's a lot of freaking points. Good God.
I had the largest spread last week, I think.
Ted, how do you like being a seagull with an eagle?
Oh, man. No comment.
Come on, man. I got to get something started.
You got that damn dollar store-ass logo.
Choose you, motherfuckers.
How about your Mountaineers, Canes?
Yeah, I know. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Everybody else looks like they got theirs from, like, Target or Etsy or somewhere, and Ted's is straight up at the dollar store.
What are we talking
dollar
about?
Dollar Tree, the CSBA logos.
Looks like somebody drew it with a pencil in their mouth.
He's supposed to be a seagull, but he's got an eagle.
Go Eagles.
Speaking of flight birds that fly,
we're about to fly this coop. It's been another good show. It was been another great show with the normal cast and all the other folks that don't like showing up anymore. So,
yeah,
we appreciate the those of you that stayed and listened. And we'll see y'all next week. Later.
See y'all.